What's up? Welcome to, I don't know, 60-something episode of the 5-Minute Geek Show. I'm your host, Matt Stauffer. If you can't tell from the ridiculously bad audio quality, I'm in the car again. This time I am driving home from Orlando. It is dark. I am driving safely. I am driving home from the Orlando airport after coming home from ZenCon 2015. If you're not familiar with it, ZenCon is a national PHP conference, meaning it's not regional, it's not just for Florida or just for whatever, thrown by Zend, which is a company that both has a part to play in kind of laying the foundations of PHP and the engine that, you know, compiles PHP, and to the folks who kind of wrote the majority of the more recent versions of PHP. I don't even know how to describe that well to someone who doesn't know PHP internals, but they're foundational people in the creation of PHP. They weren't the original authors, but they co-founded Zend. So Zend is a both kind of, it's not the core of PHP, but it definitely is closely tied there. But also Zend is the company related to PHP that is most interested and most active in seeing PHP succeed in the enterprise, in big companies and corporations and nonprofits and all that kind of stuff. So ZenCon, while this year they did some work to reach out to varying communities outside of that world, which is why I was there, and I'm really thankful that they did. Historically, the conference and also the community around Zend and Zend Framework and Magento and the Zend servers and all the products they make tend to be more on the enterprise space than folks who are working, for example, in Laravel or Rails or something like that. So it being there meant spending time with a lot of people who are working in contexts that are different than a lot of people at other conferences I normally go to. And it actually is not that different from a lot of the work that I do, because, you know, half of our clients are, you know, startups and APIs and iOS apps, but, you know, I don't know half, but a good amount of our clients are old school enterprise and healthcare and, you know, that kind of stuff. And so this wasn't that foreign in terms of the people I was interacting with, but I tend to not go to programming conferences where I'm interacting with folks like that. It's more just that they're my clients. It was very interesting spending time with folks who are developers or, you know, development team leads who live in that world. And what it pointed out to me more than anything else is something I've said before a lot, but I don't think I've ever said it in the podcast. If I have, I apologize. Which is that we tend to judge other languages, tools, movements, frameworks, developers against a very narrow-minded set of specifications. We judge them based on our own needs. We judge them based on our clients' needs. We judge them based on our experiences. And we project our metrics for decision making on other people. And so this is why you most commonly see people say things like, for example, I can't imagine why someone would possibly use X tool. Here's all the reasons why it has been bad for me. And, you know, maybe somebody uses it different than you do, but maybe somebody has different circumstances than you do. Maybe their world is, you know, 500,000 lines of code applications with 25 developers and, you know, 99.99999% uptime guarantee or whatever. Maybe their work is a single developer and 10,000 lines of code. And there's many other pieces of the puzzle that can kind of change what someone's needs are and what their environments are and what makes things difficult for them. So I think it's just a reminder for me that you got to keep in mind that the different tools, we're not just saying like different tools and different frameworks and different languages are valid because it's like, well, we should say that and it's a nice thing to say. Because like, yeah, okay, we all say that because we're trying not to be jerks, but there's a part of you that's like, yeah, but, you know, but really, really, you know, mine's the best. And you see this in, you know, Active Record versus Data Mapper, or you see it in, you know, Laravel versus Symfony versus whatever else, you know, versus Zend Framework. You see this in You know, just all these differentiations of, you know, I can't, I mean, like somebody on, you know, Taylor gave a talk about Laravel and somebody said, I don't see the appeal to Laravel. I can't imagine why somebody would possibly use it. Now, the person was anonymous, so I can't ask them, but I would go out on a limb and suggest that they may not have understood, but they may not be in a context in which the benefits that Laravel provides and the environment and everything like that is actually a good fit for them. So it might not make sense. Laravel is a fantastic tool and very flexible. That doesn't mean Laravel should be the tool that's used for every app ever. And similarly, other folks will look at like a data mapper and say, data mapper is literally never the ever the answer. Now, I will go to bat if somebody says that Active Record is never the answer, but data mapper could be the answer. And there could be projects in which data mapper is the best fit, even if people have seen data mapper used in a way that is awkward and clumsy, right? Like, and this is just true for all these different things. Like, we need to understand that our perception of the client's needs, of the opportunities that programming tools provide for us, and the decisions make, you know, developers make, all these other things, they're limited by our experiences, they're limited by our clients, they're limited by our training. And that doesn't mean nobody can ever hold an opinion about anything, but we always want to have a couple grains of salt on it. Yeah, if you hear me, you know, if you think that I'm subconsciously kind of poking at you, I'm not, because I'm saying this to everybody. I'm saying this to myself, and I'm saying it to every side of every debate that I ever see. So yeah, that's it. I hope this helps somebody. Thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. I don't have the outro memorized very well, so rate us on iTunes. Tell your friends about it. Say a prayer that I don't crash driving in the dark. The end. Oh, eat your peas, baby, please. See you later, sweet potato. You ready?
Right on my wrap.
Okay, can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.